Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2486 with a release date of Friday, June 20th, 2025 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Scientists find radio waves with upward propagation. A de-expedition honors a silent key. And Newsline pays tribute to co-founder Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, 10 years after his passing. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2486 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Jonesboro, Arkansas, here's Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
We begin this week with a scientific discovery about radio waves that researchers say defies the law of physics. These signals didn't come from somewhere above, but from deep down below the surface of the Earth. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, tells us about this so-called upward propagation.
Radio signals picked up by a NASA high-altitude balloon have been leaving scientists baffled. The balloon, part of NASA's experiment known as Antarctic Impulse Transient Antenna, or ANITA, was floating 40 kilometers above the continent in search of neutrinos and other particles when its sensitive radio antennas unexpectedly picked up signals that were coming from someplace below, way below, the Antarctic's frozen surface. Physicists said that for this kind of reception to occur, the radio waves would have had to have penetrated 6,000 to 7,000 kilometers or 3,700 to 4,300 miles of solid ice and stone. Although the balloon project has since been retired, researchers continue to study these unexplained transmissions and recently published their findings in the journal Physical Review Letters. The researchers say that by all models of physics, the signal should have been absorbed by the rock and gone undetected. Scientists know that these are not neutrinos, the particles that they had expected, but are still trying to narrow down what kind of radio signals they're dealing with. Meanwhile, the ANITA project retired. The next instruments to have a go at the mystery will be on board a work in progress. A Pennsylvania State University team is building something bigger and they hope better. The payload for ultra-high energy observation mission. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
For one ham in the U.S., a return to a favorite de-expedition spot in the North Atlantic will have another purpose this year. It will serve as a tribute to a friend for whom that island was home. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, brings us that story.
For Eric Williams, Kilo Victor 1 Juliet, his planned trip to St. Pierre and Miquelon Island, IOTA number NA-032, is for a solo activation. But even as he calls CQ as Frank Papa stroke Kilo Victor 1 Juliet, starting on the 28th of June, Eric will not be totally alone. He will carry the memory of local amateur who was his friend, Jean-Pierre Carrère, Frank Papa 5, Charlie Juliet. Jean-Pierre, who was known in the ham community as a welcoming, helpful, and personable radio operator, especially to visitors, became a silent key last September. Eric will remain on the air through the 14th of July, and will participate in the IARU-HF World Championship on the 12th and 13th of July. It is his 17th trip to the island in the North Atlantic, not far from Newfoundland. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Here's one for the record books. A teenager from Romania is preparing to beat the world record he set last year for speed in copying call signs sent NCW. It's set to happen this month in Germany as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Ham Radio 2025 at Messe Friedrichshafen in Germany will have plenty to offer international visitors when the three-day event opens on the 27th of June. One scheduled event in particular is likely to draw a crowd as it showcases the achievements of Yanis Gutaru, Y08YNS, who set the world record in call sign receiving in Morse code last year. In a demonstration sponsored by the Romanian Federation of Amateur Radio, Yanis will attempt to beat that record before a panel of judges from Guinness World Records and the IARU. It forms part of a larger exhibit by the Romanian Amateur Radio Group, which is demonstrating high-speed telegraphy as its centerpiece. In case you were wondering, at the age of 13, Yanis won a gold medal at the 20th IARU High Speed Telegraphy World Championship with a record-setting maximum copy speed of 1,126 characters per minute, an equivalent just exceeding 225 words per minute. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
This month, hams in the heart of Chicago showed a good bit of heart themselves during a popular half marathon. Jen DeSalvo, W9TXJ, takes us there.
500 meters, you got it! Finish line's right there!
We've seen a lot of things over the years, but the ham operators, they're the most dependable way of communication.
For 3.5 decades, Carrie Pinkowski has been the race director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And in that time, he has watched his race grow from just a few thousand runners to over 50,000 finishers in 2024.
At the marathon last year, we had close to 2,000 medical volunteers.
And of those, about 150 amateur radio operators coordinating medical treatment and transport. The partnership began in 2008 after a dangerous October heatwave cut the 2007 event short. On a course with all asphalt and no shade, water became scarce and communication was lacking.
We didn't have cell phones.
Runner Kate Sackney, K8SLF, was a participant in the Chicago Marathon that year. And like many hams, she was trained in emergency communications. It was after that event that she, Pinkowski, and other amateur radio operators devised a plan to put hams on the run. 68 hams helped out that first year in 2008, and since that time,
they participated in our planning meetings and our operational design of things. A lot of it's geared toward emergency or crisis communications.
And it's not just for the 26.2-mile race in October. On Sunday, June 1st, 40 hams assisted medical teams for the Bank of America 13.1, the half marathon version. For their primary repeater, volunteer hams used a Yaesu DR2X in analog mode with a pace of 25 watts right off the rooftop of Chicago's historic Mount Sinai Hospital. The backup repeater, it had an inverted antenna mag mount and a world-class view as it was housed atop Chicago's tallest skyscraper, the Willis Tower, in the ABC Chicago WLS-TV transmitter suite. These special ham teams aren't unique to Chicago. They also assemble for other World Marathon majors such as Boston and New York. They play an important role at the Marine Corps Marathon and several others across the globe. So when distance runners are in need of a hero,
it's the ham operators that are there to save the day.
In Chicago, I'm Jen DeSalvo, W9TXJ.
Let's face it, amateur radio can be hard work, especially lately with the sun sending some geomagnetic storms our way. Still, it's June, and for many of us, that signals a chance to have a little more fun in spite of it all. Jerry Goodrich, KF5KRN, offers us a few options in a few modes.
Young hams around the world have once again declared this Meme Appreciation Month, even though this activity actually runs through to the 15th of August. From Hungary to the Philippines, Canada, and Austria, the popular activity of sharing icons and text is spelled out in the operator's clever call signs used specifically for this event. Most participants use FT8 and SSTV. Meanwhile, CW operators in the Straight Key Century Club have just wrapped up another round of the monthly random gram exercise, decoding randomly generated letter and number combinations. The 24-hour event began on Thursday, June 19th. Finally, there's Hamward, in which amateurs sharpen their skills using WinLink by playing a game based on the wildly popular mainstream word-based guessing game, Wordle. This is the third year participants will be transmitting five-letter words to the Ham Word Station. It's a lively, highly competitive activity in which results are posted on a leaderboard. For technical requirements and rules, see the websites in the text version of this week's Newsline script. Don't forget that hams just want to have fun. This is Jerry Goodrich, KF5. KRN.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including WA5AIR, the Texas Link System, which carries Newsline on 7 repeaters on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. local time. There's been a setback for yet another broadcast radio station that has been hit by copper wire theft. Cell MB, KB3TZD, brings us the latest.
Three men were arrested in Memphis, Tennessee, and charged with the theft of copper wiring from a local AM radio station, temporarily knocking it off the air. Radio Ambiente, WGSF 1030 AM, the city's first Hispanic radio station, which had been broadcasting for 30 years, went silent on Sunday, May 18th. The station, which serves a regional audience, was able to return to the air this month after the FCC granted a license for its use of the on-site translator at 101.5 FM. According to news reports, the station's owner discovered copper wiring and copper components were stolen after he visited the transmitter towers to determine the source of the problem. Police said the transmitter building had been broken into. Copper wiring that ran underground to the radio towers had been cut. The copper cables and other components were missing. The station's owner, Sergio Butron, told local media that it appeared the thieves gained access after breaking through a chain-link fence and several locks. An engineer at the station said replacing the equipment will cost an estimated $170,000 on top of engineering fees. Police report that three suspects were arrested less than a half mile from the transmitter towers. The men were found with the stolen copper cables in front of a nearby house. This is Cell MB, KB3TZD.
The Alberta Digital Radio Communications Society has learned it can proceed with its IP400 project by autumn, thanks to a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications that will permit the hiring of necessary technical personnel. Many amateurs got a preview of IP400 at Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. The data communication system was demonstrated using Raspberry Pi Zero HAT transceivers. HAT stands for hardware attached on top. The system's goal is to deliver over-the-air data speeds of at least 100 kilobytes per second, a speed that far exceeds that of most current amateur radio data systems. According to the IP400 website, the project first aims to present an assembled node to developers, experimenters, and others for testing. The World Radio Sport Team Championship isn't taking place until next year. But this season, there was a bit of competition before the big competition, and now there are two winners. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, tells us who they are.
Organizers of the World Radio Sport Team Championship have announced that two teams of seasoned de-expeditioners and contesters are going to the 2026 competition in the UK after placing the winning bids to secure a place in the running. All other competitors in this international Olympic-style radio event qualify by virtue of their contest records, but these two sponsored teams, one headed by Adrian, KO8SCA, and the other by Cesari, SP5Y, secured spots as winning bidders in an auction. The minimum bid was $20,000. The opportunity to purchase spots in the competition is a way of helping the event with a substantial budget. All teams are bound by the same operating rules. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
In the world of DX, HA8PX, HA8LLH, and YO50ED will be active as TC0MAR from Marmara Island, IOTA number AS201, from June 30th through to July 5th. Listen on 30, 20, 17, and 15 meters, where the operators will be using CW, SSB, and FT8. They may also be operating their personal call signs with the TC0 prefix, QSL via their home calls. Michelle, F5LRL, will be on the air holiday style as CN2DX in Morocco from the 25th of June through to the 30th of August using CW, SSB, and FT8. Look for Michelle on 40 through 6 meters, QSL via his home call. Listen for the call sign TM5RE from Rhee Island, IOTA number EU032, in the Bay of Biscay until the 22nd of June. It is being activated by the team of F2VX, F4WEO, and F9IE holiday style using SSB, CW, FT4, and FT8, QSL via LOTW. Eric, GM5RDX, and Graham, 2M0IJU, are using the call signs J38DX and J38LD, respectively, from Grenada, IOTA number NA024, from the 5th through the 13th of July, operating mainly SSB with some FT8 on 80 through 10 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. We leave you this week with these final thoughts. Anniversaries aren't always for celebrating, and what follows here is one of those examples. 10 years ago, on June 12, 2015, Newsline lost its co-founder, producer, writer, and friend, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. We thought it appropriate that Jim Davis, W2JKD, one of Bill's original team members for 36 years, rejoin us this week to mark this very personal occasion for Newsline. Jim?
I first met Bill Pasternak in the early 70s on a very popular 2-meter repeater while I was working in New York as a DJ. We quickly discovered that we shared many hobbies and interests. Bill was deeply interested in broadcasting, and he and Sharon were newlyweds at the time, and my family enjoyed spending time with them at many social events organized by our local ham radio group. But as is typical in broadcasting, our careers took us in different directions and different cities. Maybe it was karma, but both Bill and I eventually landed in Los Angeles. He'd secured a job at the TV station for Fox, and I joined KHJ Radio. It was wonderful to reconnect with my old friend. Bill was incredibly ambitious. He had more hobbies than fingers and toes. He shared with me his vision of creating a newscast for the amateur radio community. And in 1977, he brought that vision to life with the launch of the Westlink Amateur Radio News. Bill invited me to become one of the presenters, but little did I know that would be the start of a 36-year journey that would eventually become Amateur Radio Newsline. Over the next 3 decades, my career took me to many cities. Dallas, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, Charleston, Daytona Beach, Grand Rapids, Long Branch, New Jersey, Daytona, Sarasota, and finally Vero Beach. I had Mayflower van lines on speed dial. In those early days, during the 70s, Bill would gather the news, he'd write a script, he'd call me on the phone. Remember when long distance was really expensive? He would read the script aloud, I would type it as he spoke, and once finished, I'd head off to the production studio to record and edit the script. Then I'd drive to the post office to airmail a 7-inch reel of tape to Los Angeles. Bill would splice up the actualities and then transfer the final version to a 20-minute cartridge tape. That tape machine was set up to auto-answer the phone line at Bill Ornstein's home, distributing the news to the ham community around the world. As technology evolved, so did we. In 1981, Bill and I each bought Commodore 64 computers. And with the addition of a telephone handset modem, we reduced the scripting process from hours to minutes. And reels of tape gave way to cassettes, and then a decade later, digital audio revolutionized how amateur radio Newsline was shared on the internet. While the delivery system has changed, one thing remained constant, and that was our friendship and Bill's unwavering commitment to this project. This week marks the 10th anniversary of Bill's passing. His legacy continues to resonate throughout the amateur radio community. Bill was a deeply spiritual man, and I believe he'd be honored to know that the Amateur Radio Newsline continues to deliver this weekly missive with the same passion and purpose that he instilled in it from the beginning. You know, they say we're known by the company we keep, and in Bill's case, his presence and contributions to our hobby are truly endearing. I was personally honored to be a part of his vision for 36 consecutive years. This is my first time back behind the microphone since his passing. I find it poetic that Bill left us at age 73. In our world, that's no coincidence. 73, my friend. I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD.
With thanks to Amateur News Daily, AMSAT, ARDC, David Behar, K7DB, DX World, Gizmodo, Lucian, YO8SLC, Newsweek, QRZ.com, Radio Society of Great Britain, Radio World, shortwaveradio.de, SKCC, Wireless Institute of Australia, WREG Radio Memphis, WRTC List, Youth on the Air, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH in Jonesboro, Arkansas, saying 7-3. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025, all rights reserved.